Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, bright and early on September the 9th, 2015. And we are so happy to be able to have this great guest that we have on this morning. But before we get started, one of the reasons that you should be listening to this particular show occurred on the news this morning. The department store Macy's announced that they're closing 40 stores, 40, okay, because sales are down. So if you're in the industry to where you're going to be affected in a way like this, maybe the Design Your Life workshop in Atlanta on October 4th is something that you should attend, because you should always have a backup plan, right? Author and life coach Beige Fletcher was not able to appear on last week's show. So today she's going to be on air live to discuss the Design Your Life workshop, the goal group, and bits and pieces of what will be going on October 4th in Atlanta. She's going to speak on the reasons she created Design Your Life in the first place and more. Tune in, listen in, call in. Maybe a few callers will get a chance to ask her a question or two live on the show. So tell your friends, especially if they live in the Atlanta market or surrounding cities. Of course, give them the link, www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. And, of course, the number to call in is 646-652-4479. Now, this is a special show. Have you ever wanted to improve on creating and achieving goals that you set for yourself? Have you ever thought about starting your own business, but something always stopped you from doing it? Have you ever felt that you needed to improve your finances, but too stressed to figure out the best and quickest way to do it? Have you ever thought about investing in businesses or stock or real estate? How about owning a home if you don't currently have one? Wouldn't it be great to live debt-free or have residual income coming into your household? These are some of the many topics that are going to be discussed at the upcoming Design Your Life workshop in Atlanta on October 4th. Well, guess what? We have the owner of the company that will be bringing it to you. We have author and life coach Beige Fletcher, owner of the Goal Group, as a special guest this morning. Let's go ahead and bring on Beige right now, folks.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Paige. How are you this morning?
Morning. I'm awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I'm very excited. You know, I know it's a busy time for you, so I really do appreciate you even getting on the air this morning. Go ahead and tell the listeners, while we're at it, a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Beige Fletcher. Sounds like the color, but it's B-A-J-E. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but raised in Jamaica. Spent most of my adult life in Florida, so I traveled quite a bit. I started my career in a modeling and acting industry, and I did that full-time for about close to 10 years before I wrote my first book. The first book was called A Gold Digger's Guide, How to Get What You Want Without Giving It Up. I scratched out the G-O-L-D and turned it to G-O-A-L because it's not about milking a man, but it's about knowing your goals, especially in the dating world, and having your own agenda so you don't fall prey to men who usually don't have your best interest at heart from a woman's perspective.
I know.
I wrote that book, and the book, it took a life of its own. It landed me on Dr. Phil and Tom Joyner and the Big Tigger Show and the Breakfast Club in New York and a bunch of other shows. And from then, women started writing into me for advice. So I became a life coach. It's nothing I went to school for. It's nothing I planned on doing, but the woman kind of elected me, and I fell into place because giving advice came naturally because I'm only 31, but I've been through a lot. Especially when I wrote the book, I was around 24, but I've been through a tremendous amount in my life, and I just felt it was my duty to share what I learned. So from life coaching, I started the workshops this year because they're very needed. And growing up, I didn't have anything like this. I didn't know what workshops or women empowerment workshops or financial freedom workshops were. So I created it because I see the need for it.
Okay. And that actually goes on into leading into my first question for you, Beige. What is Design Your Life all about? Give us a little bit of a detailed assessment of it.
They say you don't get the life you deserve, you get the life you design, and that's why I created the workshops, because most people don't live their lives intentionally. They kind of were born in the system, and they go with the flow, and they go to school, they get a good job, spend most of their life to pay off student loans. If anything else is saved up, then they may take a vacation. And it's absurd to me that most people sign up for this system because it's just bizarre. I feel like I'm in the Matrix when I look around.
Oh,
wow. Traffic jams. Everybody has it's a big rat race. They have to clock in at a certain time, clock out at a certain time. They can't take a break until they're scheduled to take a break. You only get 2 weeks off a week and 2 weeks. I'm sorry, you only get 2 days off a week and 2 weeks off a year out of your own life. I'm like, why do people sign up for this? It's when I wrote my book that I realized that I was onto something, and it was residual income.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I didn't have to work a 9-to-5 anymore. I didn't have to work anymore, period. And the rich people know this. They know that working is the worst way to make money, because anytime you exchange your time for money, you lose, because you only have 24 hours in a day. No matter who you are, you only have 24. So if you're only working for an hourly rate, there's only so much you can make, and most people can't get rich like that. So or get financially free like that, or be free, period. If you're forced to work a 9-to-5, especially one that you don't love, one that you're not passionate about, one that you hate with people that you can't stand, it's not worth it. And with your Design the Life workshops, one part is financial freedom. So I talk about money and how to make it, how to manage it, how to budget, how to save it, how to invest it and make it grow, and how to look into other streams of income, especially residual income, so you don't have to work for money, so you can spend your life the way you want to, so you can design your life. So that's one part of the workshop.
Okay. Well, you're right. And you used a good word, bizarre. It is bizarre when you bring it out just like that. And I think that's one thing that people need to hear out loud. I've always said to people is that you have to kind of put those things into perspective and actually apply those things to yourself, because until you actually see it for what it is, then it starts making a little bit of sense that it doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad you brought out those points. Let me ask you this, and this is another segue here. The reason that you created this particular workshop, because I know you have opened it up for the guys this time around.
Right.
So the reason for this particular workshop for Design Your Life, give the audience a little bit of a taste of the reason, because, again, I also mentioned in the intro, I think it was last week, is about helping people. Say a little bit more about that, Beige.
All right, yeah, I designed this workshop to help people. I find it sad that I can just book a ticket and travel the world at, the last minute or whatever. And say last year alone, I went to 10 countries, and a good 80% of those countries was by myself, because most of my friends and family have to work and they have other responsibilities and they can't just get up and go. But life doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to wait for your 2 weeks off, a year to go on vacation. You don't have to wait until you're retired to enjoy your life. When you hit retirement and you're in your 60s and your life is pretty much, the best parts of your life is over. People don't have to wait that long if they just put a plan to paper. That's the biggest thing. Most people don't have goals. And then most people don't have written goals. And when you put your pen to paper, it really changes. It changes things. It's like magic. The universe will bring those things to you. God will bring those things to you. You'll see things in a way that you never seen it before once you have a direct plan and a plan, period. So I encourage people to write down their goals,
mm-hmm.
and have deadlines and have timelines with those goals, so you're not just floating around and waiting for those to happen. Like, you have to have deadlines in order to make those happen. So that's one of the biggest things, and because I have four parts to my workshops, but
mm-hmm.
with all of the workshops, that's the foundation. You have to have written goals with timelines and deadlines. Like,
okay.
Speak about, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go. Keep going.
Yeah, and then another thing is budgeting. Like, we're so used to just spending our money and swiping our cards, and then everything we see on TV, we think that we need it, and we have to have the newest gadgets out, not realizing that in 6 months it'll be another gadget. So when are you going to be satisfied? You have to know that, okay,
yeah.
you get something that's functional and that gets the job done. You don't have to compete with the Joneses. I'm like, who
yeah.
are the Joneses? And when your back is
that's
against the wall
question,
and babe. When you're in debt, are the Joneses going to come and save you? No, you have to have discipline. It's true.
Good
you
point. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you
one
brought that up.
One thing I don't do, I don't watch TV. Because
mm-hmm.
you get bombarded by these commercials of what you have to have. So I don't
mm-hmm.
get. And then to me, it's 80% of the content on TV is a waste of time. We sit down, we watch these millionaires go on with their lives and splurging. It's kind of like we're living through them, when the time we spend watching TV is the time we can spend building our own empire and our own business and writing out our own goals and our business plans. So I force people to really evaluate their lives on a day-to-day basis. Look at what you're doing, because it's a small thing that you do today that's going to contribute to your success. So look at the things
mm-hmm.
you're doing. I force them to look at their patterns. A lot of them say, well, I can't say because I only make so much. But if you start cutting back, which is what I discuss after budgeting, you have to start
mm-hmm.
cutting back in order to have money to save and in order to pay off your creditors so you can have good credit, so you can use that credit to get assets.
Well,
so,
let me stop you right there, Beige, because one thing I wanted to bring out to the audience is that word contentment. And in regards to your analogy, in regards to watching, especially the reality TV shows, as you mentioned, people just kind of
mm-hmm.
sitting back and living their lives throughout other people's lives, and just how backwards
mm-hmm.
that really is when you talk about the time that you could take in doing that and putting things together. The other thing that you mentioned was the word deadline. People work on deadlines at work all the time, but don't
mm-hmm.
give them their own deadlines for their own personal goals, which means they have no
right.
accountability for themselves. So I think those
right.
are really two good points, and that's another reason why everybody who's listening should be coming to the Design Your Life workshop on October 4th. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, 3300 Peachtree Road. Go to www.thegoalgroupinc.com for more information and to get your tickets early. Beige, I don't want you to give everything away about the workshop, but
okay.
out of the topics that you have listed on the actual event flyer, is there one that you feel especially is needed, even for the city of Atlanta, because that's where we're going to be at?
Yeah, I would say how to capitalize off of their passion, because that's where people fall short. If you're not working on something you're passionate about, there's no way on the face of this earth that you're going to be successful about it. And a lot of people, they go to school and they pinpoint the best job or the highest paycheck, and then they wonder why they are miserable and why they fail or why they never become successful or why they never reach their peak. Don't chase the money. Chase your passion. Once you're passionate about something, you'll work full-time on it. You'll work overtime on it. You'll tell everybody about it, and then the money will come. And especially here in Atlanta, it's a lot of creative people, from hairstylists to nail techs to everything. And that's one of the reasons why I moved here, because it's a lot of progressive, especially black people. So I would say definitely learn how to capitalize off your passion. That's one of the biggest things.
Wow, that's I can't even follow up on that one. That's a definite, it's an aspect that, again, I think it's taken for granted that we do have the ability to do these things. And I guess after a certain period of time, I think I told someone the other day, if you get told that first no and you quit, was it really worth it to even think about it in the first place? Think about if, you know, Mark Zuckerberg had listened to everybody who said that Facebook was crazy. Nobody would share mm-hmm. their lives with everybody online for hours at a time, that you could mm-hmm. never go public. You know, he wouldn't be the youngest billionaire on the planet Earth if that first or second or 15th no had affected him. And at a certain mm-hmm. point, is that goal that you do say you have, that you did write on the mirror that one time, New Year's resolution, is it really your passion or not? And if it's not, you know what? The other thing that you can't do is bring in other people on that dream, because guess what? That's their time that they can't get back trying to help you not do anything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So and this is, again, another reason why someone like you is so important, that you are reaching out to put these things in front of people in a way that they can understand, but they also appreciate the why part of it, you know. Let me ask you this. Actually, we've answered that question a little bit, so I'm going to go to my sixth question I have for you. What are your plans for Design Your Life in the future?
Well, my plan for Design Your Life is to do what I'm doing now, but just expand more. So the mm-hmm. workshop is broken up into four different categories. So at any given time, I'll pick one category and expand on it. So one is goal setting, and I just show people how I explained earlier to just map out their goals with timelines and deadlines and find out who can help them with their goals and make plans to reach out to those people for help and seek mentors and things like that, because mentors hold the blueprint to success. Whatever you want to do, most of the time somebody is already out there who has done it and who has exceeded at it. So it's your duty to find those people to help you along the way. And some of that comes in the form of life coaching. So it's not always free, because some mentors have to pay. Well, you have to pay for their time, because they're taking their time away from other things. So sometimes it's life coaching as well. Second part of the workshop is overcoming adversity, because a lot of times you can't make money, or you can't even clarify your goals if you're sitting in dysfunction.
So, yes,
the second part of the workshop is overcoming adversity. It may be getting over a breakup, or getting over the loss of a loved one, or just separating yourself from dysfunction. And a lot of times dysfunction comes in the form of people the closest to us, sadly, our closest friends and even family members. So I teach people how to separate themselves from that, and especially how to get out of their own way. Because until you work on that, it's going to be super hard to focus on goals and finances when your head isn't even clear. And then,
correct,
of course, financial freedom. And then last part, this workshop, I love it because it's only for women. I'm a feminist and all about women empowerment. So this one is just for the ladies, and it's called Beauty, Brains, and Balance, where I talk about enhancing self-image and increasing, like, your self-esteem and dating smarter.
That is a lot of information, Beige, and I know that as you go national and then eventually international, that people all over the world are definitely going to benefit. One extra question I wanted to ask you, who have been some of your mentors? Because you mentioned mentorship, and, you know, everybody, again, it's a matter of whether or not they can have access to one, or they will invest in themselves and get one. But who are some of your mentors over the past few years, Paige?
Yeah, they say most people are lucky if they have one mentor, and I'm blessed to have had many. And the thing about my mentors, a lot of them haven't been in my life for years. Some of them just came right on time when I needed them. It may have been one event where I needed them the most, or one particular time in my life when I needed them the most. Some have been with me for months at a time, and there's a few that have been in my life for years, and I don't know what I'd do without them or where I'd be. But one of the biggest ones is James Cannon. That's Nick Cannon's mm-hmm. father, and he's actually the one who... Yeah, he's actually the one who encouraged me to write my book once I told him about the idea I had when I was 23, 24, and I told him the name of the book, and I was like, this man gonna think I'm crazy. But I told him the name of the book, and he loved it, and he told me, finish it, sweetie, it's gonna be a bestseller. And when I finished it, I handed it to him after I printed it out at Kinko's on just regular paper. And then I gave it to him. I said, so what do I do now? Like, do I shop around for a publisher? He said, sweetie, I think you can start your own publishing company. I'm like, this man really is crazy. But turns out he wasn't crazy. He just saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And because he believed in me, I wrote my first book and now my second book, working on two more. And I started my publishing company when I was 24. So thank you, James.
Wow.
And he also introduced me to Annetta Bryant. She lives out in California, and she is like the mother I never had, and very nurturing and like full of wisdom. So those are my top two.
Wow, that's an awesome story, you becoming a self-publisher because someone just told you that you could. I mean, if it was that easy, why aren't everybody doing, you know?
I think it boils down to self-esteem. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't believe that they can because they don't have anybody in their lives to tell them they can. And a lot of people just don't have positive role models. And when you look at TV, it's not a lot of positive stuff on. And a lot of us today, not even today, but a lot of us, period, have been raised in like single parent households where the father isn't around and mom has to work two jobs or overtime, so she hardly has time to deal with the kids, and it's the school system that's left to raise the kids, and a lot of things that you need to succeed in real life isn't taught in school, you know?
Yeah, it's never been taught.
Right. So hence the workshop.
Wow.
And the workshops. The workshops, the prices of the workshops, as I'm sure everybody wants to know, it's $100 for the 4 hours, and it's $50 if you're a student, so you'll get half off if you are a student. And I also included a VIP ticket where this would include a gift bag and dinner with me and a few of the other ladies who have the VIP tickets and a few of the other speakers. So you can get to ask more intimate questions and more one-on-one questions. And if anybody is out there saying that is too much, I'm sure you bought TVs and clothes and shoes that cost more than that, that haven't got you anywhere. Like, and I'm adamant I will not come down on my prices at all, because I've invested over a decade of learning and improving myself and so much money on books and networking meetings and seminars and training. And point blank, if they don't see the value in it, then they don't have to come. If they are happy with where their lives are and happy with wherever their future is heading, then that's fine. But if you want to invest in yourself, if you're tired of being sick and tired, if you're ready to make a change and ready to do the things in life that you want to do and live your life the way God intended for you to be living it, which is free, where you can pack a bag, get up and go, you can spend more time with your family, you can spend more time with the kids. If your kids are sick at school, you can drop whatever you're doing and go get them and spend a day with them, then let me show you how I did it.
Ooh, beige. You know, see, I was going to do that, but since you did it, I don't have to do it now. So good. but she's right, folks. I mean, when it comes down to it, it is a self-investment of yourself. You have to have your own self-portfolio at a certain point. You have to be able to put yourself in that position to do more if that's what you want to do. Again, there's people who are at Macy's right now. They don't know which Macy's are closing, but it could be theirs, and that's the only form of income they have. They're kind of in trouble this morning, aren't they? And so this is, again, that's why I announced that at the very beginning of the program, to where if you are ever in that position, this might be something that you need to go to. And guess what? Atlanta's not going to be the only city. You know, Beige is going to be doing some traveling over the next year. So be looking forward to that, and that's what I was going to mention. Make sure you visit the website, www.thegoldgroupinc.com, and the event in Atlanta is October 4th. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. It's a wonderful hotel, very luxurious. Beige, could you tell us some of the personal experiences of those that have attended the workshop or in the past have utilized your life coaching?
There have been some very inspirational stories. One woman who read my book, she came to the last workshop in Atlanta. That was in May. And she told me that after reading my book, she was able to buy her first house because she implemented the lessons that I put in there. That was very powerful and stood out to me. And the workshop I did in L.A., which was the last one I did, a few people flew from Atlanta to Los Angeles for the workshop, and I don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly at all. People jump over hoops when they're ready to change their lives, and really your life won't change until you're ready to invest and do something that you've never done before. And a lot of different women just came out and said that how I inspired them to change, and they left the workshop a different person. And I get so many letters every day through from my life coaching and just from reading my books in general. And a lot of the testimonies are on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, if you don't have an incentive at this point, if you're listening to this particular show, folks, to show up to the Design Your Life workshop in Atlanta, I don't even know where you're coming from now. Beige, can you tell the audience where they can find you on social media along with your website again?
On Instagram and on Facebook, it's Miss Beige, MissBage, the same like my website, MissBage.com. On Twitter, it's Model Beige, MODEL, because I used to model, Model Beige. And the website for my company is TheGoldGroupInc.com, TheGoldGroupInc.com.
Excellent, excellent. And also, just a reminder, everybody, she is in Atlanta. So if you're mm-hmm. looking for a life coach, if you're looking for a mentor, Beige Fletcher is the person that you need to speak to. You can, again, actually book time on the Gold Group Inc. website under life coaching. One extra question, Beige, and I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy. There is something mm-hmm. that you're going to be working on the nonprofit side of things. Could you go ahead and kind of, you know, give us a sneak peek of that?
The nonprofit that I'm working on is called the ELM Society. ELM stands for Entrepreneurship, Literacy, and Mentorship, because I believe that those three things are the fundamentals of success, and that's what aren't taught in school. So that's what I'll be dedicating my life to, just teaching people how to start their own businesses and what type of self-help books and biographies they can read so they can find a blueprint to success and how to seek out mentors. And that's not only for kids, that's for everybody, especially men, because mm-hmm. men need mentors. Originally, when I started my workshops, I just opened them to females. But mm-hmm. after so many requests from men, I finally expanded it to them, because at the end of the day, they are supposed to be the leaders. Keyword supposed to. But a lot of times I hear women saying that, they just can't trust men to lead them. So I figured if I'm only educating the women and not helping the men, then it's still an imbalance. So I opened up the workshop to the men, especially the financial freedom one, because they need to make money so they can take care of
it. Yeah. Well, let's not go there. Well, Beige, I want to thank you so much for, again, taking time out of your schedule to begin giving a glimpse of what you're doing, not just in Atlanta, but across the nation and around the world, your books, your life coaching, your experiences, as you delicately put it, your decade of experience in doing these things. And finding out the information, and now you're willing to impart it. Again, I tell people you gotta want to help people at a certain point if you mm-hmm. have the ability to do so. It just counts so much. So one more time, everybody, October 4th, Design Your Life in Atlanta, the workshop that you should be at, is open to everybody who's willing to improve on themselves, find out how they can do more within their lives. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, 3300 Peachtree Road. Get your tickets. Get them early, by the way. Hint, hint. Go to www.thegoldgroupinc.com. Well, Beige, we're going to go ahead and let you go as we continue the show. But thank you again for taking time out to talk to us today, okay?
Thank you so much. Before I go, I do want to say if anybody is like the coordinator of any groups, women or men, any group, and you're interested in having me speak there, come, well, check me out, hit me up on my website. And also one person reached out to me and said, I really want to come to the workshop, but they have to work. And I'm like, this is the whole reason I'm doing the workshop, so you don't have to work. Like, at some point, you're going to have to take at least one day off, commit one day to bettering yourself. And you guys have sick days. You have vacation time. I'm asking for one day, and I promise you, you'll learn some things you didn't learn, and you'll leave inspired to change your life. And that's it. So hope to see you guys and girls October 4th at the Hyatt in Buckhead.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
Thanks so much, Chris.
So that was the lovely and intelligent Paige Fletcher, the owner of the Goal Group, who's going to be heading the Design Your Life workshop on October 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, go to the website to purchase your tickets and get extra information about the event. www.thegoalgroupinc.com, and that's goal as if you're pursuing the goal, G-O-A-L, thegoalgroupinc.com. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of break, little bit of a break, and we're going to come back. IMTN Worldwide Radio, this is Chris. I'll be right back. Hey, everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. This time I caught the break of the end of the song. Shout out to Chris Pritham of Illit Records for providing some of the music that you hear from time to time on the show. Be on notice that I will be having Chris Pritham of Illit Records on my show as I interview him about his music, the company that he works with, his work as a producer in the industry. I don't know when I'm doing that show just yet, but it's coming. Find Chris Pritham on Twitter, Chris Pritham. It's P-R-Y-T-H-A-T-H-M, almost misspelled it. And go to Illit Records. It's ill-it.com. Check them out. They have some great music. You're going to hear some of it soon. I haven't had a chance to upload the new track that he sent me. I almost don't really want to do it because I want to record it. We'll see how that works out. Again, thanks to Beige Fletcher for coming on the show earlier this morning. It was so exciting to have her on. She had missed last week, unfortunately, so we had to make up for it. She has her Design Your Life workshop coming up October 4th in Atlanta, Georgia, the Dirty South, the ATL, Hotlanta, at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, 3300 Peachtree Road. But to enter, you must get a ticket. And the ticket information is at www.thegoalgroupinc.com. And that's goal, like you're pursuing a goal, G-O-A-L, thegoalgroupinc.com. Click on the events section, and you see all the ticket information there. Students definitely want to take advantage. There's a special price for all students. You have to show proof of enrollment to be able to get in. So if you know someone who's young, entrepreneurial in spirit, they don't want to get laid off by Macy's, they should be at this event. You know people who are looking to own their own home for the first time. They should be at the event. You're looking at people who might, they just need a little bit of a push, a little bit of a positive reinforcement that they are deserving of having more. They should be at this event. Anybody who wants to network should be at this event. It's a great event. Again, Beige has years of experience to impart on people. There will be some other speakers there in the business world and real estate, things of that nature. So come all, come out, ATL, October 4th. You don't want to miss it. So as we continue the show, and actually let me do a little something on Facebook here real quick. There we go. What does it mean? And all of a sudden, Facebook is acting up, Mark. Mr. Zuckerberg, help me out. What does it mean to be able to be goal-oriented? I mentioned the New Year's resolution earlier in the show, and you have so many people year after year after year use the same resolution. I want to lose weight. Well, what is entailed in getting from point A to point Z from where January to December, you've actually done it. Not lost it and gained seven back, but actually done it and then maintained it. That's another reason why you should be at the Design Your Life workshop if you have issues with doing that. And again, this event coming up in Atlanta is not going to be the only one. There are going to be others scheduled throughout the year and then going into 2016. And I'm going to just go ahead and kind of throw it out there a little bit. There's some large arenas that, you know, she's been looking at because she's looking into the future as far as what she's doing with Design Your Life. So I'm just giving you a hint. There's some big stuff on the horizon, okay? Again, make sure you visit her website, www.thegoalgroupinc.com, to get all the information about what she is doing within the community, local, regional, and national, and soon international as well. So again, what does it mean to be goal-oriented? There's a lot of people that have tried to do something, whether it be start their own business secularly or even on the entertainment side. I know a lot about that. There's people who I've known who they said they didn't want to, you know, be a model. They wanted to be an actor or actress. They wanted to be a musician or a performer of some sort. And they got started, but they didn't finish it out. Why is that? If they're really talented. Again, Beige mentioned it earlier. Sometimes their self-esteem, sometimes their self-confidence is not really what they thought it was. They technically got talked into trying in the first place. And as soon as it got a little bit hard, it wasn't worth it for them. They would just, you know, rather watch it on TV and be content with living their lives through other people. And The only problem with that is I've seen some people and they don't look too happy. There's some programs out there that aren't too positive when you put the spotlight on someone. And is that the real way you want to, you know, go out, you know, as far as living your life? Nothing is guaranteed out here, folks. And you have to be reminded of that you have to have a little bit more of an expectation, because things change in a heartbeat. You know, again, you don't know how long you have to reach a goal. I'm just letting you know, you don't know. So rather than you waste time, isn't it a little bit better to at least make the attempt, but make it an attempt that's actually true? These are just food for thoughts, people. 646-652-4479 is the number. You know, I did not even give out the number not one time during Beige's interview, but it is posted on the website, so I can't really hate myself that much on that one. She was doing such a great job of explaining what she's doing. It just slipped my mind, I guess. But it is on the website. It is on all my social media, which is Twitter, IntellectATL, Instagram, IMTM1, Facebook, of course, Innovative Model and Talent Management, and I am on all kind of other stuff, and I can't think about them right now, but those are the main ones that I check almost all of the time. And, of course, the business line, 305-204-1826. If you want information about the Design Your Life workshop, you can also call that number. I'll be able to give you some information. So what we're going to do is actually we're going to end the show early today. Because it looks like I'm getting a lot of messages and calls from other projects that I have ongoing. FYI, I am working on a movie. It's going to be in Atlanta. It's called Girlfriend Please. Very excited about it, and it's going to happen. Watch out for it. Also, the new website for Innovative Enterprises is now up officially after talking to GoDaddy. There was a little mistake that I actually made for once, and it's up and running. Go to Innovative Enterprises, that's INNOVATIVENTERPRISES. That's hard to do when you're just doing it off the top of your head, right? Innovative Enterprises, 1E, not 2Es, 1E.com, and that is my business consulting company. Take a look at all that's available. People who are trying to start businesses from scratch, I can help you. People who already have a company, I can help you. Take a look at everything that's available to you. Of course, my main site is still up and running. It's about to be revamped, though. I have new logos and everything. Innovative Model and Talent Management is www.imtmworldwide.com. Take a look. Anybody who's trying to do something on the entertainment side from scratch, I specialize in all of those different aspects as well. And I want to give a shout out to A-List Consignment, A-List Consignment, Consignments in Atlanta, owned by Majida Giddens, and also Kyle Wilkins Design. He is responsible for the website for the Gold Group Inc., the logos for the new IMTM logo, and also IMTM Worldwide Radio. I'm very excited about that. As well as just helping on so many different tangents. So definitely get at Mr. Kyle Wilkins on Instagram, KyleWilkins_design, and definitely follow him there and myself, because you'll see me tag him a lot as far as that goes. So I just wanted to throw those companies out there very briefly, but very succinctly, so you know some of the people that I choose to deal with and work with in the industry. So that's going to be the show for today. Again, thank you for Ms. Beige Fletcher coming on the show and explaining what she is doing for the community, why she is choosing to help rather than just, you know, kind of do what she does. Again, she mentioned last year she traveled like 10 countries. She was just all over the place. She's going to be doing some more traveling this year. And it's not on no schedule. She can do it because she can. And isn't that just a little bit better than doing it because you are told you have the time off and you were approved to take the time off? And it's backwards when you really think about your time. Your time is your life. It's something that you can't get back. And Beige Fletcher is willing to give you an opportunity to start adjusting things to where you can get some of that time back. That's a worthwhile investment, isn't it? Especially if you have kids, right? So Design Your Life Atlanta one more time. It's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on October 4th. It's a Sunday, by the way. Starts at 4 o'clock, ends at 8. Okay, it's going to be some great people there to network with and to meet for the first time possibly. You get to meet Beige personally, especially if you get the VIP ticket. Students, you have a great opportunity to get in for a low price point. Go to thegoldgroupinc.com, that's the website, to purchase your tickets. And, again, it's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. So you can't get lost going to the Grand Hyatt, that's for sure. It's on Peachtree Road, 3300 Peachtree Road. Okay. You have all the incentives when you listen to this show. If you listen to it live or you listen to it after the fact, you have so many reasons why you should be one of the people in attendance. So that being said, this is going to end the show for today. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Look out for the next show. Oh, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide and follow me. That way you'll get all the indicators of when the next show is, what the next show is going to be about. Definitely need to do that. Now, I'm going to end the show. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. I'm gonna go get some more.